This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 199. 5 IELTS travel vocabulary gems to hike up your score.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, you'll get 5 awesome and natural travel expressions to use for a solid score on the IELTS exam.
Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Not much, Jessica. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's super sunny outside. Like, finally. Oh. I can't wait to get outside this afternoon. Really looking forward to going for a run.
What's the temperature like out there?
It's still chilly, but like it's in the 50s. Oh, and so nice. That feels really warm to me. Low 50s, but compared to like the freezing ice that it has been, like this is like t-shirt weather.
Oh no, that's really nice. It's cold out here. We got a little bit of snow last night and it's chilly. It's like in the 20s today here in Boston.
So, winter. Finally, the balance has returned because it should be cold where you are and it should be comfortable where I am. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Great. I know it's true. Okay.
If you guys are traveling, right? If our listeners are traveling, you need to check out the weather before you go because you need to know what to pack, right?
Yes.
So you need to know that it's going to be cold in Boston or it's going to be rainy in Portland.
Yes.
So that's what we're talking about today. Travel vocabulary.
My favorite topic. Travel is a great topic. I love it. It's just such a great way to live your life, like having this value of traveling a lot. And therefore, it's going to come up on the speaking test, right? And maybe the writing test. Where could these questions come up about travel, Jessica, on the exam?
No, totally. Travel comes up all over the place. As far as your receptive vocabulary, this is important because in listening sections 1 and 2, there could be you could have to take notes on someone talking to a travel agent.
Oh, good.
That's a very common thing. Somebody could be talking about their travel plans for next month. In the reading, there could be a interesting passage about culture. These idioms could be there. Mm-hmm. On the speaking test, travel definitely comes up as a topic in all parts of the exam, 1, 2, and 3. And on the writing task 2, definitely pops up a lot there as well.
Yeah.
So this vocabulary you need not only to recognize, but also to be able to produce. So important all over the show.
So this would be a very smart way to spend our time. Like we always try to focus on the things that will push the needle forward that much more when it comes to IELTS prep. And this would be a smart way to spend our time when we're preparing, talking about travel vocabulary, because it's likely to pop up anywhere on the test.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. Some people get very specific about their vocabulary lists and maybe they're making vocabulary lists about a hospital room. And I'm like, are you studying to be a nurse? Then that's fine.
Right.
But otherwise, you are not going to need that on the IELTS exam. Yeah. Like you need to know, right? Like you need to know what to expect so you don't waste your time.
Sure.
So, this first phrase, the first thing is a phrasal verb. And I really like this phrase. I use this a lot, actually.
Yeah.
So it could be a verb to get away, or I like it as a noun phrase, a getaway, right?
Yeah.
Or an adjective, a getaway weekend. We use it like that as well.
It's a multi-purpose word. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
very
all
good.
That means
yeah.
is just to go somewhere else that's not your home. That's it. Like it's really simple.
Yeah.
It could be an hour away. It could be a 10-hour flight away. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anytime you're just getting outside of your city, you are getting away.
Yeah. And I think it kind of has a connotation of an escape too. I think it's kind of, I might say this when I'm just so tired of my day-to-day life and I need to see something new. There's a bit of passion to this expression, right? Oh, I really need to get away this winter. Like my parents just got away to Florida, right? They went to Florida for a couple of weeks and they really needed that getaway. Okay.
That's so true. That's so true. I know I feel like the last few months have been really hectic for a lot of people and myself included. It's just been hectic with the holidays and just a bunch of stuff has been happening. So I have the last couple of days, I've been really thinking that I really need a getaway and I've been thinking about where I could take a road trip to just to escape, just to go to the coast for the weekend, you know?
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. I like that, Lindsay, that you mentioned that. It is a sort of escape idea, but like an escape from stress usually.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, totally.
Good. Yeah.
All right. Do you want to do the next one?
Yeah.
I really love this next one.
So this one
too.
Is good. So this one is kind of poetic. I think this, I mean, this was, this has been used in literature too and in music and all sorts of things. The road less traveled, right? But with this one, I mean, do you say this, Jessica, in your daily speech? I mean, do you actually use this expression?
I do actually.
Okay.
I don't know. I talk kind of funny sometimes. I think that being poetic in one's speech is always allowable and encouraged. I want to sound interesting when I talk. I don't want to use the same words as everyone else. And that's just always the way that I've been. And luckily, that's what our IELTS students need to do. So I think that really helps me as far as finding vocabulary to tell students, because I'm like, this is what I use because I think it's interesting, right? It's not just because, like we talked about last time, I didn't just get it from a textbook. Like, I really use this in real life and can give you context for it.
Right. And this one, of course, is used more as a bit of a metaphor, right? Do you use this in the literal sense or do you use this in the metaphorical sense?
Both. Right? Oh, both. So, I mean, you could talk about, like, literally you're exploring a new city and you want to take the road less traveled or whatever, but I don't know. No, I don't use it like that.
Yeah.
I don't use it literally.
It's more of a metaphor.
I use it to like, you're choosing, you're thinking outside the box. Yeah. You're choosing to do something that other people don't do.
Exactly.
And that's like when you're traveling and you, like, instead of flying somewhere, maybe you take a ship.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
It's a good one. You talk about the types of places you like to visit, right? I like to take the road less traveled when I take vacations, and I like to go to places like, I don't know, Malaysia, for example, not your average beach vacation in Thailand. I don't know, just an example, right? But the less common things. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is, of course, we're talking about travel today, and this could be used to talk about travel, but this could be used anytime, guys. Yeah. You're describing a time in your life when you made a choice that wasn't traditional or conservative, right? Like anytime you made a choice that probably other people didn't agree with and didn't think you should make, but you wanted to do what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
Because you were passionate about it or you were curious, right? Curiosity is very important here. Mm. When you're choosing the road less traveled, because you want to experience something different.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
going against the grain, kind of thinking outside of the box, taking a risk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. To be a different person.
Exactly.
So when you're talking about your values, it's useful.
Yeah, totally. So this is definitely could be used on the speaking test for sure. This next one I thought of, it kind of combines two metaphors, you know, for two idioms for describing locations. If you're talking about a time that you went to a new city and you found a place like a restaurant, a coffee shop, an antique store, perhaps, if you found a place that other tourists do not go to.
Yeah.
This is like a place that only locals go to. Mm. And, you know, that's the road less traveled right there because that's tourists don't travel there. So anyway, if you found a place in the city that is just amazing, then you say, I really found a gem. Mm. And Lindsay and I use this when we talk about cool vocab we give you guys or good like tips and advice. We're like, oh my God, that was a gem. You guys have to remember that.
Mm.
So
we do.
Like, we use this all the time. So when you're describing places you've traveled in speaking part two, for example, you could say, I found a gem. And if it was in the middle of the city or the middle of downtown, the middle of the city center, you could say, in the heart of the city. I really like that phrase.
Cool. Cool. I think, and also there's an element of personalization to our choice in idioms, right? Like we all have our own quirks in terms of the way we speak. So we choose, like, this particular idiom is something I know it, but I don't necessarily use it that much. But you do. So it's okay to kind of have our personalized idioms as long as we know that they're actually used by natives, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Even, you know, like I use the road less traveled in like daily speech just because I talk that way. Hmm. I talk about gems in the heart of the city. I love words like this. Yeah. I've always loved, right? Like these interesting ways. So for me, it's quite natural, even though maybe it's not for someone else. So exactly like Lindsay said, like you let your personality influence your vocabulary choices.
Definitely.
And then that's how it's natural and in context and how you remember it also.
Exactly. I mean, the worst thing you can do in the IELTS exam is to sound like every other sixth level student, right? I mean, we want to make sure we're not in that box. So anything that's going to get us out of that is going to be good for our score. I like that. When you start our free three-part IELTS masterclass, you'll figure out why our strategies are different and more effective than the other strategies that are out there in the IELTS world. Go to allearsenglish.com/INSIDER to enroll now for free. See you there.
And one way to get out of that and to experience the world is if you have a feeling of wanderlust.
Yeah.
I love this word.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can definitely relate to this expression. I had a lot of wanderlust in my 20s. I did a lot of traveling, a lot of living abroad, and just I felt restless. I didn't want to stay in one place. I felt like, wow, how can I make it to 30 without learning Spanish and living in Latin America? How can I not go to Japan, right? Those were the thoughts I was having in my 20s.
Exactly.
How about you, Jessica?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, from the age of 18 to, let's see, when did we move to Portland? From when I was 18 until I was 31, from the ages of 18 to 31, I moved constantly.
Yeah.
Between the ages of 18 and 26, I moved to a new country or city every year.
Yeah, wow.
Every year I was moving. Like the amount of my possessions was so small, I never owned more than I could fit in a car. Uh-huh. Like I never owned more at times than I could fit in one suitcase. And that to experience living like that, to have this wanderlust. And again, like it comes back to curiosity, right?
Mm-hmm.
To not being afraid, at being curious and wanting, needing to learn more, needing to see new things, needing to get out of your head, like we talked about last time.
Right.
These feelings are amazing, and there's no way that our students are going to accomplish their goals unless they seek after their curiosity and they're unafraid to tackle and go for what they want.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's true. And our mainstream society tries to teach us that, you know, shopping and acquiring items and things and clothing will make us happy. But when we do this, when we have a bad case of wanderlust and we travel around the world, we realize that happiness comes from having fewer possessions in many cases, right? And just seeing new things. So... Yeah,
I'm so grateful that I had, you know, that I did live like that for a long time. And now I get really uncomfortable if I have a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's
good.
Like, I want to, if I look at anything and I'm like, I haven't used you for 3 months, that means I don't need you if you're going to Goodwill.
Right.
Like,
that's really good. Yeah. Yes.
I really like it. It does. Like, it makes me all, it gives me like a bad feeling if I have too much stuff.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Excellent. So if there was a time that you guys traveled a lot in your life and that comes up on the speaking exam, you could say I had a bad case of wanderlust, or I have a lot of wanderlust. That's a good expression.
I love combining it with that, like, sort of illness metaphor. I really like that. I had a bad case of wanderlust. I love that phrase.
Pretty cool.
So guys, yeah, you could be asked about travel in part one, part two, and part three on the speaking test. So definitely write down, practice all five of these phrases.
Excellent.
This last one is super useful. People use it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. To take a red eye.
Yeah.
I like that. What does that mean?
I know. I didn't know what this meant for a while, and then I figured it out in college. So it just means to take a night flight, right? Where, because the front of the plane is red. It's like the nose of the plane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, is that why?
I think so. That's what I thought it was. What did you think it was?
No! So a red eye is an overnight flight that, you know, like leaves at 6 p.m. and arrives at 6 a.m. or whatever.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I thought it was because if you are traveling like that, then your eyes are probably going to be red.
That's interesting.
Because you're tired.
Oh, I don't know. That's a really, that would be a good debate. We should figure out why, which one it is.
That's so funny.
So we know that it's definitely a night flight. We agree on that, but we're not agreeing on whether it's because it's, I think it's because the plane is red. Like you see the red in the night, it's dark versus your eyes are red. That's interesting.
That's so funny. I never thought that it would have any other meaning. You know how something like you make an assumption about a word, and our students have experienced this learning another language.
Yeah.
You make an assumption about a word and you think you really know it until it comes up in conversation and either like a friend or a teacher or something, they're like, that's not what that means. And it's weird. Like this has happened to me before where like I've thought that I understood this word because I read it in books and I've seen it like for so long. And it turns out like I was completely wrong on what it meant the whole time.
I know. I feel like it could be either one. That's so interesting.
Could be. That's so funny.
Oh, well, the point
is. But this is a very functional phrase. The topic of transportation comes up a lot on the exam, which is, you know, a more specific type of travel discussion. So this phrase is definitely useful, guys. And I know that all of you have traveled and you most likely have taken a red eye at some point in your life. I think it's common for people who are already working and have to fit in, you know, certain schedules, make a meeting in the morning, but they can't leave, right? So yeah, definitely, definitely useful.
Yeah, just a night flight. Absolutely. So all of these are useful. I mean, it depends, you know, guys, if you're talking about travel on the IELTS exam, throw in some of these idioms because we know that using these expressions, these native expressions will boost our scores. I love that. Yes.
Definitely give you that 7 or higher.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Speaking and writing.
Very
guys.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
So write
you got
these
it.
Down, guys. Practice them. And if you can, come back to our website, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Find this episode. What number is it? 190.
This is 199.
199. Find this episode 199. You can review these idioms and maybe leave us a comment of your own example of how to use them. I would love to see your ideas.
Excellent. Excellent. If you guys are interested in getting into our course, go to IELTS.allearsenglish and get into the trial for $1 for your first 3 days. And we'll see you guys over there at IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Woo. Good job, Jessica. This has been fun. Woo.
Right,
we'll end it for today. Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.